Welcome to Headphone News, International Edition for Friday, January 3rd, 2025.
Market challenges as 2025 begins. As 2025 begins, global markets are facing significant challenges after a rocky end to 2024. The US dollar has dropped as investor confidence wavers with Donald Trump's return to the White House on the horizon. Stock markets appear less favorable, with uncertainty around Trump's policies and a more aggressive Federal Reserve. After a strong gain of nearly 16% last year, global shares fell over 2% in December. European stocks also took a hit, with the Stoxx 600 index down by 0.25%. On a brighter note, US stock futures are showing a positive trend, with S&P 500 futures up by 0.6%. In China, disappointing factory data led to a sharp decline in stocks, marking the weakest start to the new year since 2016. Investors are keenly watching President Xi Jinping's active measures to boost growth, especially as Trump discusses tariffs over 60% on imports from China. The dollar decreased by 0.1% against major currencies, while the euro rose slightly to $1.036 US dollars. With all eyes on key economic indicators and inflation data, the year ahead is shaping up to be pivotal.
China's hottest year on record. China has just experienced its hottest year ever in 2024, with a national average temperature soaring to 10.92 degrees Celsius, a worrying increase of 1.03 degrees from the previous year. This trend highlights the serious challenges posed by climate change, as the last 4 years have seen the warmest temperatures recorded in history. In Shanghai, temperatures reached an all-time high since records began in 1873, while Guangzhou endured an unusually long summer, with 240 days of temperatures above 22 degrees Celsius. The rising heat has triggered intense storms and heavy rainfall, leading to over $300 billion in economic losses from climate-related disasters. In May, a highway collapse in southern China resulted in 48 tragic fatalities due to relentless rain. Greenpeace has raised alarms about the increasing frequency of extreme heat days, and the United Nations confirmed that 2024 is on track to be the warmest year globally. These changes threaten not just our environment, but also our economy and public safety, underscoring the urgent need for effective action against climate change.
U.S. dockworkers and employers resume contract talks amid automation concerns. On January 2, 2025, it was reported that the International Longshoremen's Association, or ILA, and the United States Maritime Alliance, known as USMX, will restart contract talks on January 7. This follows a significant pay raise of 62% for dockworkers over 6 years, which was part of a deal reached after a 3-day work stoppage in October 2024. The current discussions are focused on unresolved issues related to automation in port operations. While automation can enhance efficiency, it raises concerns about job safety for dock workers. If an agreement isn't reached by January 15, a strike along the entire coast could halt trade, impacting billions of dollars and potentially leading to rising prices in the economy. USMX insists that this technology is vital for maintaining the competitiveness of U.S. ports and does not harm longshore jobs. The outcome of these negotiations is critical, as it will shape the future of labor relations in the maritime industry and affect the livelihoods of many workers. What could happen if dock workers decide to strike? The consequences could be significant.
Palestinian Authority suspends Al Jazeera broadcasts. The Palestinian Authority has temporarily halted broadcasts from Al Jazeera, a major news organization based in Qatar. This decision follows claims that Al Jazeera spread material provoking unrest in the region. The leadership of the Palestinian Authority took this step amid rising conflicts between Palestinian security forces and militant groups in the Jenin camp, located in the Israeli-occupied West Bank. Previously, the Israeli military had raided Al Jazeera's bureau in Ramallah, the administrative capital. Al Jazeera condemned the suspension, arguing it obstructs vital reporting on events in the occupied territories. This situation raises serious concerns about media freedom and censorship. As international reactions unfold, human rights organizations may criticize this move and call for the restoration of press freedoms. The complexities of the West Bank's political landscape continue to challenge the Palestinian Authority, led by the Fatah Party, as it navigates ongoing conflicts.
U.S. stock market futures surge as 2025 trading begins. U.S. stock index futures are rising as trading for 2025 kicks off, with investors buzzing about a new political landscape and potential interest rate cuts that could boost corporate performance. Early on January 2, 2025, Dow E-mini futures jumped by 198 points, or 0.46%, while S&P 500 E-mini futures climbed 34 points, a gain of 0.57%. NASDAQ 100 E-mini futures also saw a rise of 160.25 points, or 0.75%. Last year ended strongly for Wall Street, with the S&P 500 achieving its best performance in 2 years, the best since the late 1990s, thanks to the Federal Reserve's decision to lower interest rates and excitement around advancements in artificial intelligence. However, December 2024 brought some declines as investors reacted to President-elect Donald Trump's proposals on corporate tax cuts and tariffs, raising concerns about inflation. As traders look ahead, they remain cautious about potential trade wars and increased debt under the new administration. Major companies like Tesla, Meta Platforms, and Amazon.com are already seeing stock increases, making this a pivotal moment for investors.
Political crisis in South Korea. President Yoon Suk-yeol's impeachment. South Korea is in the midst of a political crisis as President Yoon Suk-yeol faces impeachment and the threat of arrest. On January 2, 2025, Yoon vowed to fight until the end against efforts to detain him, stemming from his controversial decision to impose martial law in December 2022, which sparked significant backlash. His lawyer argues that the arrest warrant is illegal, claiming the Corruption Investigation Office for high-ranking officials lacks the authority to issue it. The situation escalated when, on December 3, 2022, 190 lawmakers defied Yoon's martial law announcement, forcing him to revoke it just 6 hours later. The Democratic Party, holding a majority in the National Assembly, led the impeachment effort on December 14, 2022, condemning Yoon's actions as delusional and inciting violence among his supporters. As his trial continues at the Constitutional Court, tensions rise between police and Yoon's supporters, who are trying to block access to his home. This crisis raises serious concerns about civil liberties and the future of democracy in South Korea. What will the outcome mean for the nation's political stability?
China's new trade restrictions on U.S. companies. China has added 28 U.S. companies to its restricted trade list, a move announced on January 2, 2025. This action aims to protect national security and impacts major players like General Dynamics, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, and Raytheon. Additionally, China has banned the export of products that can be used for both civilian and military purposes. This decision underscores rising conflicts between the U.S. and China, especially in trade and technology. As these companies adjust to this new reality, they may face significant changes that could affect their operations and revenue. What does this mean for the average American consumer? The consequences of these trade restrictions could provoke counteractions from the U.S., potentially escalating tensions even further. This development marks a pivotal moment in international trade relations, with effects likely to ripple through the global economy.
Dutch project reveals World War II collaborators. A Dutch initiative called War in Court has unveiled a list of nearly 425,000 individuals suspected of collaborating with Nazi Germany during World War II. This important release comes after a law expired that had kept sensitive historical records under wraps. The archive holds around 32 million pages of documents revealing wartime actions in the Netherlands, which was occupied from 1940 to 1945. The goal of this initiative is to encourage openness and responsibility regarding the actions of individuals during the war. While the European Union's General Data Protection Regulation protects personal data, it does not apply to those who have passed away, allowing for the publication of information about deceased individuals. This project has sparked interest among families, journalists, and historians eager to explore the complexities of wartime collaboration. However, the decision to release only names rather than full records, reflects ongoing concerns about privacy. This significant project not only sheds light on the past, but also raises important questions about how societies remember and reconcile with their histories.
Surge in activist investor campaigns in 2024. A recent Barclays report reveals a big increase in activist investor campaigns across global companies in 2024, with 160 investors, including hedge funds, pushing for changes in corporate strategies. This is an 18% rise from 135 investors in 2023, with 31 being first-time activists. The total number of campaigns reached 243, surpassing last year's 229, though it fell short of the record 249 campaigns in 2018. Notably, 27 CEOs were replaced due to pressure from these investors, up from 24 in 2023 and well above the four-year average of 16. Prominent companies like Kohl's, Walt Disney, and Starbucks faced significant activist pressure, leading to major leadership shifts. The report also highlights a shift in focus, with over 26% of demands centered on improving operations rather than pursuing mergers. Nearly half of all campaigns occurred in the United States, while there was a notable increase in the Asia-Pacific region, especially in Japan and South Korea. This trend of shareholder activism is expected to continue into 2025, as investors remain committed to holding companies accountable for their performance.
U.S. Treasury cyber attack linked to China. A significant cyber attack has struck the United States Department of the Treasury, attributed to government-backed hackers from China. This breach involved unauthorized access to confidential data, including non-secret documents, and was first detected on December 2, 2023. The incident has intensified existing tensions between the U.S. and China, with both nations accusing each other of digital spying. Over the past 4 years, the U.S. Treasury has ramped up its security protocols in response to a dramatic rise in cyber incidents, jumping from over 100 in 2014 to more than 700 in 2023. The U.S. government claims that China is attempting to steal business secrets and sensitive information from American companies. In turn, China has dismissed these accusations as unfounded. This ongoing cyber conflict highlights the urgent need for better cybersecurity measures and international collaboration. As the situation unfolds, the implications of this attack could further strain U.S.-China relations, prompting organizations to bolster their defenses against similar threats.
Hedge funds thrive in 2024 market chaos. Hedge funds thrived in 2024, taking advantage of market chaos and strategic trading. Discovery Capital led the way with an astounding 52% return, while British firm Marshall Wace achieved a solid 14% in its Eureka fund, managing nearly $71 billion in assets. Bridgewater Associates, famous for its Pure Alpha fund, reported an 11% gain, and Schonfeld Strategic Partners rose by 19.7%. Citadel's Wellington Fund saw a 15.1% increase, despite facing around $300 million in client redemptions. Dunn Capital Management posted a 7.28% return, and CFM's Discus and Stratus funds yielded 12.01% and 14.22%, respectively. This strong performance was fueled by favorable conditions, including rate cuts from the Fed and significant market shifts following the recent U.S. presidential election. John Kaplis, CEO of Pivotal Path, highlighted a revival in multi-strategy hedge funds, predicting continued interest in this investment approach. Overall, the hedge fund industry showcased remarkable resilience, leading to substantial profits for investors.
Ukrainian President Zelensky on U.S. support amid ongoing conflict. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has highlighted the crucial role that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump could play in shaping the ongoing war with Russia, which has been ongoing since February 2022. With Russian forces making significant gains in eastern Ukraine, Zelensky stressed the need to secure the front line early in the new year and hopes Trump will be one of the first leaders to visit Washington, D.C., after the inauguration. He pointed out that achieving peace for Ukraine relies on strong security promises from allies, ambitions to join the European Union, and an invitation to NATO. However,
these proposals have been rejected by Moscow. Zelensky noted that Vladimir Putin fears negotiations, as they could indicate a defeat for Russia. The conflict has severely impacted Ukraine's economy and led to a humanitarian emergency. Zelensky, who was elected in 2019, reiterated that new elections cannot take place while a wartime state of emergency is in effect, but he remains open to running again when conditions improve. As the situation remains critical, Zelensky seeks international support to counter Russian aggression and secure a stable future for Ukraine. What lies ahead for this resilient nation?
That is all the news for today. Thank you for listening to today's headphone news. News summary brought to you by AI.